Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us is Mike Spain. He is the associate editor of The Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We are wrangling over a state budget due April 1st, and so one of the things that is happening is a discussion about the $15 minimum wage.
Yes, in describing the final days of New York's budget negotiations, our state editor, Casey Seiler, is reporting about how the governor appeared on Monday with lawmakers and labor leaders to brief reporters on a deal that would see a statewide minimum wage to $15 an hour gradually over coming years. The only thing is that it was happening 3,000 miles west of Albany. The governor was Jerry Brown, and it was happening in Sacramento, California. Brown called their $15 minimum wage a matter of economic justice and said it would cover the entire Golden State. Back here in Albany, lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo are trying this week to meet a deadline to get a similar agreement, but it's tough. Casey Seiler is reporting that according to his sources with knowledge of the talks, the holdup is just the phasing in of New York's $15 minimum wage and whether it'll affect the suburbs around New York City or whether they'll be delayed there. It's going to phase in over the state over many years, and if you're in a lower cost of living area, it won't hit as quickly as it will in the Big Apple. And as that continues, it's going down to the wire because the budget deadline is April 1st.
Well, if you have the occasion of traveling west on the New York State Thruway from Albany, you get to Montgomery County in the village of Canajoharie, you can't help but notice the former beech nut plant torn down, piles of bricks and other debris, and there apparently is a plan to do something with that spot.
Yes, the village of Canajoharie put out a cry for help to get some plans for how to handle that former beech nut plant. The State Economic Development Council helped beech nut move out to the town of Florida a few miles away, leaving behind the old facility along the thruway, which has become an eyesore. A development plant went south, and now the American Architectural Foundation is going to do a pro bono job to help Canajoharie and Montgomery County officials come up with ideas on how to redevelop that land. That is essential if the community is going to get a grant from the State Economic Development Council. It's good news. They need the help. They don't have the money to develop the plan, and we'll have to see what they come up with.
Mike Spain, he's the associate editor of the Albany Times Union. You can find out more at timesunion.com. And we thank you, Mike, for joining us as you do each Tuesday.
Thank you, David.